With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Man, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight in Vancouver, all my real fans.
Yo, what is up? What is up? Welcome to another episode of Sipping on a 40. My name, yes, my name, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. And this right here is what? The 14th ranked highest grossing Canucks podcast out there. Can we get an applause? Straight up. We feeling good. The sun is out. Look at my t-shirt. Yes, look, it's not a t-shirt, but look at my shirt. We live in life. I got the green tea in my mason jar. We live in a life that consists of an environment that looks beautiful. Let's be real. BC looking nice today. It really is. It's hot as fuck. It really is. And we're about to talk some hockey. But before we do, go check out the Nux Misconduct Network. Okay, do yourself a favor. Go give it a swipe or a tap wherever you listen to podcasts. Boom, bam. You'll just figure out that you just made your hockey life a little bit better. Go check out the latest episode of Silky and Filthy, your home for puck talk and bullshit. Trevor and I break down all the playing series, and we talk a lot of shit. We really do. There was this part in the episode where we talked about a run for Arizona and Florida, a run that probably is needed for North America. Imagine that. Those two cities make the cup final. People are just staying home, watching hockey, being safe, not spreading COVID-19. It's probably what the world needs. Okay, I said it and I mean it. I mean it. The world probably needs Arizona and Florida to make the cup final. All right, put their athletes on a bit of a pedestal, have them send messages to the masses. North America, America. Yeah, America, stay home. Stay inside. Watch some hockey. Could it happen? Could the Arizona Coyotes and the Florida Panthers save the world? Who knows? Go check it out. Silky and Filthy, your home for puck talk and bullshit on the network. On today's episode of Sipping on a 40, we got to keep it Vancouver because that's what we do. Yes, Vancouver. Straight up. And let's talk about Jake Virtanen, okay? Jake Virtanen, obviously very polarizing for many reasons, right? For many reasons. Jim Benning's first pick, a high pick, local product. That's already a lot. Not living up to the hype. That equals scrutiny. Taking photos with Justin Bieber, I guess. That equals scrutiny, even though it shouldn't. It shouldn't. But that's what happens when you play in the NHL. You're not allowed to have fun. Especially if you play in the NHL in the city of Vancouver where there's no such thing as a Stanley Cup. It's hard. It's not easy being the local guy playing on the local team, the local NHL team, the local power forward, the power forward position, right? Or the player type, I should say. Again, polarizing. Dude has all the tools, right? The physical tools to be a standout, to get the people going. And for the most part, Virtanen hasn't lived up to the hype. Now, fast forward to this year, the last, 10 months? Again, very polarizing. We're going to drop that word. What, like 50 times on this episode? It's just who Jake Virtanen is. Now let's throw it back to September. The dude shows up to camp. in not very good shape. And I'm not one to talk shit, okay? I've been to the gym I've worked out in general probably 25 times over the last 100 days, okay? So I'm not one to talk about staying in shape. But the dude's an NHL player, again, playing in his hometown pretty much. You got to come to camp in shape. Travis Green calls him out, puts him on the second unit to start off training camp, blah, blah, blah. Guy gets ridiculed. The questions are being asked. Will Jake Virtanen be a Canuck long term? Now the games are being played throughout the season, and we notice a difference. Virtanen, in my opinion, who I've ridiculed JV18, the Abbotsford native, for years. But this year, he proved me wrong. I would say in most cases, he stood out. He looked like he belonged. I'd also say that he captivated a nation. And I know it started. Did it start last year, Shotgun Jake? I believe so. I could be wrong. But Shotgun Jake, you know the thing that happens every time Jake Virtanen scores a goal for your Vancouver Canucks? He literally has the masses shotgun and beers, which is hard to do in 2020. Such a PC culture that he's allowed to do that to the people, you know? The people out here showcasing their shotgun talents, just drinking all over the place on all platforms. It is what it is. Straight up. It's different. It is. The guy scores a goal, and then you see the people shotgun. And he made the people do that 18 times. Yes, 18 times this year. Doesn't sound like a lot for a top 5 pick with all that promise, but that's a lot for Jake Virtanen. I never thought that he was going to be able to do that in a Canucks uniform. I've said it for a long time. He needs to go to reach his potential. And then, yeah, this season happened. And once again, I was proved wrong. And I like being proven wrong by local talent, okay? If anyone in Vancouver can prove Kyle Bowen wrong, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N, do it. Do it. I don't give a fuck. Just put on for the city. So yeah, Jake gets 18 goals. COVID happens. It is what it is. Season is cut short. Nobody knows when it's coming back. Boom, bam, it's coming back. It's August, soon come. Games are happening. It's just a bizarre time. Bizarre time. Yet here we are again, seeing Jake Virtanen's name be thrown out there in questions like this. Poll question, TSN 1040, reading this off of Matthew Sakaris' Twitter. Will Jake Virtanen be a Canuck next season? Now, his co-host, Blake Price, responds to some of the remarks about this poll question. I mean, here we have a poll question about a player's potential departure in an offseason that we have no idea. Yes, no idea. When that offseason is going to be there. Let's be real, let's be honest. Straight up. Yeah, here we are asking the question. People mad, people upset, people wondering why. And then you hear Blake Price say this. He's an RFA, there's a cap crunch, and Horvat chewed him out in front of everyone last night. Okay. Now the first two, yes. The reasons, they make sense, okay? He's an RFA, and the team is in cap hell. Going into next season, I'll be honest, the team is in cap hell. And Jake Virtanen, again, 18-goal scorer. Who knows what he's going to do in the play-in round, right? Who knows if the Canucks go on a run? But it is reasonable to say that they may not have enough money to sign Jake. Especially if they're prioritizing other people. It is what it is. Hence why this question is being asked. Now, I also saw I also saw some other people talking about how these type of questions help push players out of Vancouver. Right? Right? Because why are we even talking about this, right? Middle of a pandemic, these players are sacrificing everything to come back to represent your city. Yet the rumors are still here. The game outside the game is still played the same way. Kind of bizarre. Now, I don't know if I just been drinking too much tea. All right, maybe smoking too much weed. But I'm chilling. I'm chilling with this team for the foreseeable future. And when I say foreseeable future, I'm really just talking about the next couple months. This whole year, 2020, been on record, a bit of a write-off. I'm just wishing everyone the best of luck. I don't really want to live in a life right now where I am creating these narratives about these players and their roles with the Canucks next season. It really makes no sense to me. And again, RFA, cap crunch, probably a 20-goal scorer. Who knows how much money he's going to make? It could make sense that there is a lot of, you know, purpose and real reason for a question like this. I could also see it. I could also see it only being asked for a bit of a ratings boost. Let's be real. Let's be real. It's 2020. It's 2020. I guess I'm just a boring soul. All right? I don't want no rumors. I don't want no chit-chat. I just want the best of luck for these dudes representing our city in the middle of a pandemic when they don't have to be there. You know what I'm saying? Can we live in a world like that? I don't think so. It's the world of sports. And again, I'm a boring dude. There's a lot of fun people out there. There's a lot of people who are interested in these conversations. I get it. I've been there. The old me fucked with these conversations. But in 2020, it does make, yes, little sense. Are there other questions to be asked? Jake proved everyone wrong. Proved everyone wrong. Yet we're still asking the question. Is he good enough to be valued on this team? Especially after he's allowing this experience of watching games to be a little bit more fun. Circa Shotgun Jake. Yes, Shotgun Jake. One of the coolest things in the world of sport. That is, yes, that is one with Vancouver. Now, do I think Jake Virtanen is an all-star? Do I think Jake Virtanen is going to get even more better, probably become a 30-goal scorer? No, I don't. Okay, I don't. Again, it's been year after year of me criticizing Jake, and I think it's going to take a little bit more to have me swing the other way. But again, I do like being proven wrong. And again, I do respect the effort this season. It's not easy. It's not easy doing what Jake did this season. Travis Green calls him out, yet he still goes out there and proves that he does belong in the NHL. And he did it all while playing in Vancouver. Now, during that scrimmage, Horvat did, quote unquote, chew him out. Whatever that means, chew him out. My bad. I need some green tea, man. Can I sip this? Is it cold enough? Ah, ooh-wee. That tastes good, baby. That tastes good. That's not even green tea. That's that tea with the fruit and the nuts. Okay? I'm living, man. I'm living. Okay, Horvat yells at Virtanen during a scrimmage. I guess it's because, you know, Tanev walks around him and then Virtanen gets pissed off and hits someone during the scrimmage. I'll be honest. I'll be real. Didn't watch the scrimmage. There's a reason why this is the 14th best Canucks podcast out there, okay? Didn't watch no scrimmage. Don't know exactly what happened. Heard the quote and it was entertaining. It really was. But the more and more I look at it, I'm not really digging too deep into it. I'm not looking at that and seeing a gap between the players and Jake Virtanen. I'm just looking at it as Horvat being Horvat, being ultra competitive, and not liking what he's seeing from one of his colleagues. That's enough for Tannen talk. Can we talk more about Horvat? Okay, can we get some epic music on before we get out of here? Because we got to continue the conversation about Bo Horvat, okay? Because he's having himself quite the offseason. Well, this is not even the offseason. Quite the second training camp. What is this? Bizarre. But he's doing it right. He really is. Horvat is a Vancouver Canuck. Real talk.
Straight up.
He's your captain. And he's doing a damn good job. Put on the music, okay? Cinematic, inspirational music. Because I want to give out a little speech before we end today's episode, okay? Remember, this is Sipping on a 40. Kyle Bowen. K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. Straight up.
Straight up.
This is inspirational. This sucks. Switch it up, okay? Switch it up. We need a producer. Epic, inspirational, and cinematic motivational music. This is what I need, okay? Switch it up for me, okay? There you go. I guess that's a little bit better. Bo Horvat, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. You represent my city of Vancouver. And you said all the right things. And now you're the loudest during the scrimmages. And this is what it's all about, right? Don't you remember when Horvat got drafted and Bob McKenzie talked about his playoff regimen and how good he is when the games matter? He lives for hockey. And the proof is in the pudding. Pandemic just had a child, and here he is at training camp. It sounds bizarre. It sounds a little fucked up, but it's Bo Horvat. This is what he does. This is what he's dreamt of. He's doing all the right things. He wants to put his baby in the Stanley Cup this year. He wants to hold his players accountable. He wants to make Vancouver proud. I've said it for the last couple months. The network has said it. Embrace the fake. I know what we're about to witness is weird. August hockey. Social distancing. At the bars, at the restaurants, or at home with your little gathering parties. I'm telling you, this is going to be very, very weird. But it's going to be very, very awesome. Especially if the team can put on a run here. And the more and more I think about it, I wouldn't be surprised if Bo Horvat is the best Canuck in this play-in round. Something is telling me he is going to be the most popular Canuck in August. Yes, in front of Hughes, in front of Virtanen, in front of Pettersson and company. Miller, Markstrom, no, it's going to be Horvat. Bo Horvat, man, you're doing all the right things. You're the captain of the city. I'm proud. I'm just proud, yo. Is it just me? It can't just be me. But I'm becoming more and more of a Horvat fan. Straight up. Let's get out of here. Who knows what we talked about? I just went on a little ramble. Got the tea. Oh, man. Got the tea with the fruit and the nuts. Got a couple DMs this morning. All right. We live in our life right now, okay? Can I tell you a story, people? If you're still with me, remember, subscribe to the network. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Music. Heck, give us a 4-star rating. Let us know what you think. You know what? Take it even a step further. Give us whatever rating you want. Be honest. Honesty is the best policy. Let's be real. Let's be honest. This morning, unbelievable story. Okay, there's a reason why I'm wearing this shirt. And it's probably because of this. My father was making butter chicken, yes, butter chicken, at 6:45 in the morning. okay? And most people, they have a bowl of cereal to start their day. But not this Findu, okay? At 8 in the morning, I had a fresh bowl of butter chicken. There's not a better way to start your day than having some curry in the morning. Try it out. Try it out, people. Okay? Hockey's coming back. Hockey's coming back. Jake Virtanen's still a Canuck. He's going to be a Canuck in the play-in round. He's probably going to make you drink. He's probably going to make you drink. Yo, I saw that tweet. I forgot who it was from. I believe it could have been from one of the best in the city. Primetime Snoop, right? He said, if you're criticizing Jake right now, you don't deserve the shotgun. That's pretty much where this bet that I had with myself stemmed from. You know, while the whole world was shotgunning beers after Jake for tanning goals, I did not. I don't feel like I deserve to do so. Talked way too much shit about him. Hence, leading to me saying my death wish. Is that something? I guess. I told the people that if Jake ever scored 20 goals as a Vancouver Canuck, I would shotgun 3 beers in a row. I thought it was impossible. That's how bad he was. But here he is. All he needs is 2 goals in this play-in round. Jeff Patterson said it. If that's the case, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N, host of Sippin' on a 40, has to shotgun 3 tall cans. And that will probably be the crowning moment of this podcast. All right, that will be the moment where the Nux Misconduct Network takes over. It is what it is. Let's get out of here, okay? Let's get out of here. Subscribe to the network. I really hope that you have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but yo, Vancouver, 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 we appreciate it. Peace.